Raymond Ibrahim, an expert on the Muslim persecution of Christians worldwide, has provided an extensive update on the abuses and murders inflicted on Christians by Muslims throughout June 2024. Below is a synopsis of the main points from his detailed report, highlighting the severity and frequency of these atrocities. The persecution of Christians in the Islamic world has reached alarming levels. This update documents and fact-based evidence these abuses and emphasizes that such persecution is systematic and interrelated, rooted in a worldview inspired by Islamic Sharia. His piece in full titled, "No Parent Should Endure Such a Devastating Loss. The Muslim Persecution of Christians, June 2024 in here, synopsis of main points. The Muslim persecution of Christians. Russia. On June 23, terrorists attacked several churches and synagogues in Dagestan. They killed at least 21 people and wounded dozens. Muslims brutally murdered Father Nikolai Kotelnikov, an elderly Orthodox priest. They set the Blessed Virgin Mary Church aflame and heavy gun battles erupted around the Assumption Cathedral in Makhachkala, Democratic Republic of Congo. On June 7, ISIS militants slaughtered over 80 Christians, emphasizing the religious identity of their victims. The terror group has killed nearly 150 people since early June, including a June 7 attack that left 41 people decapitated. Nigeria. Throughout June, Islamic Fulani militants and other extremists continued their genocide of Christians. Notable incidents include the murder of a pastor and his wife on June 2, the killing of three abducted Christian passengers on June 6, and the abduction of multiple clergymen. Germany. On June 28, a 15-year-old Muslim boy received a sentence for planning a terrorist attack on a Christmas market. Earlier in the month, a gang savagely beat a 20-year-old Christian man to death for wearing a cross. Uganda. On June 18, Muslims murdered Pastor Richard Malinga after he received threats. They also beat two Christian evangelists for preaching Christ in their village. Blasphemy charges, rape, forced conversions, and murder of Christians in Pakistan. On June 4, authorities arrested Jamila Khatun, a mentally ill Christian woman, on blasphemy charges after a Muslim shopkeeper accused her of insulting Muhammad. On June 29, a court sentenced Ehsan Massey to death for allegedly sharing a blasphemous video, despite the lack of evidence against him. Authorities charged Dennis Albert, a Christian rickshaw driver, with blasphemy for inadvertently stepping on pages alleged to be from the Quran. Stella Kawar, another Christian woman, remains in jail awaiting trial for blasphemy charges. On June 24, a Muslim man kidnapped Alina Khalid, a 14-year-old Christian girl, forced her to convert to Islam, and married her. Five Muslim men kidnapped, raped, and forced a 20-year-old Christian mother to convert to Islam. She managed to escape with the help of a sympathetic Muslim woman. On June 6, a Muslim factory owner tortured his Christian employee, Waqas Salmit, to death for refusing to continue working for him. Raqqa, the widow of Nazir Massey, died of a broken heart after a Muslim mob beat her husband to death on false blasphemy accusations. Attacks on churches. France. Several churches were attacked in June, including arson attacks and vandalism. Germany. A group of youths disrupted a church service in Bavaria, shouting, "Allahu Akbar." Indonesia. Authorities threatened to close a Christian church near an Islamic university. Senegal. Vandals ransacked the St. Louis du Senegal Cemetery. General persecution of Christians. Iran. Five Christian converts received sentences totaling over 25 years in prison for proselytizing activities. Iraq. A court ordered a Christian woman and her children to convert to Islam due to her mother's conversion years ago. Call for prayer. We are called to stand with our brothers and sisters in Christ who face persecution. Let us lift them up in prayer, asking for God's protection, comfort, and strength. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. A prayer for the persecuted Christians. Heavenly Father, we come before you with heavy hearts, lifting up our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. We ask for your divine protection over them. Shield them from harm and giving them the courage to stand firm in their faith. Comfort those who have lost loved ones, heal those who are injured, and provide for those in need. Strengthen their resolve, and may their witness draw others to your love and truth. We pray for their persecutors, that their hearts may be softened and turned towards you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Encouragement to read the full article. Raymond Ibrahim provides a detailed account of these tragic events and underscores the nature of the persecution faced by Christians in the Islamic world. For a more in-depth understanding and to read the full article, please visit Raymond Ibrahim's updates. His piece in full titled, "No Parent Should Endure Such a Devastating Loss, The Muslim Persecution of Christians, June 2024 in here.